Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Sunday, March 31st, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin this Easter Sunday edition of The Wrestling News with last night's AEW Collision broadcast live on TNT from the Budweiser Gardens in London, Ontario. In the opening match, Matt Cardona answered the open challenge of Adam Copeland. It was Cardona's first appearance in AEW since the 2020 edition of All In.
Oh my God! Wow!
From Long Island, New York, weighing in at 225 pounds, Matt Cardona!
It's the King of the Indies, the Deathmatch King, two times over, Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Independent Wrestler of the Year! It's Matt Cardona, he's always ready! And to those that know Matt, Nigel, he said it in Pro Wrestling Illustrated. He said it on the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. If he had one dream match, he'd cash it in against the man who led him to Major League Big Time Wrestling, the man in the ring, the TNT Champion.
After Copeland defeated Cardona, Copeland was attacked by the House of Black, but Eddie Kingston and Mark Briscoe made the save. Copeland then challenged the House of Black to a trios match between the two sides at the Dynasty pay-per-view. In the main event last night, Bryan Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, and Katsuyori Shibata defeated Lance Archer and the Righteous. FTR defeated the Infantry, and Top Flight beat Big Bill and Ricky Starks, with both teams advancing to the semifinals of the AEW World Tag Team Title Tournament. In other results, Thunder Rosa defeated Lady Frost, and Kyle O'Reilly got a quick win over J.D. Drake. After the win, the Undisputed Kingdom came to the ring to celebrate with O'Reilly.
Really excited, and you can understand why.
Whoa, watch out. This.
Members of the Undisputed Kingdom, of course, the international champion, Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions.
True friends to the end.
WWE came to the SNHU Arena in Manchester, New Hampshire last night for a Road to WrestleMania house show. In the main event, Cody Rhodes defeated Drew McIntyre. Rhea Ripley retained her World Women's title in a triple threat against Shayna Baszler and Natalya. In other title matches, Gunther successfully defended the Intercontinental Championship against Jey Uso, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Dominic Mysterio in a fatal four-way, and World Tag Team Champions Damian Priest and Finn Balor beat The New Day. In other results, New Catch Republic defeated Pretty Deadly, Bianca Belair, Zelina Vega, and Meechin defeated Damage Control, LA Knight beat Solo Sikoa, and Omos topped Odyssey Jones. Turning to Japan, All Japan Pro Wrestling presented their Dream Power Series show on Saturday inside the Oda City General Gymnasium. In the main event, Yuma Anzai became the youngest champion in company history. The 24-year-old Anzai downed Katsuhiko Nakajima in 20 minutes and 16 seconds to win All Japan's top honor, the Triple Crown. In addition, three other title tilts also took place on the show. In the only other switch, Dan Tamra teamed with Hikaru Sato to down Atsushi Onita and Toi Kojima to win the All-Asia Tag Team Championship. The brother tandem of Jun Saito and Rei Saito retained the All-Japan World Tag Team title by turning back the challenge of Hideki Suzuki and Suwama. And World Junior Heavyweight Champion Rising Hayato defeated Musashi to retain the title. Following the match, Hayato welcomed Kaz Hayashi to become his next challenger. Also yesterday, Wonder Ring Stardom ran their Stardom and Sendai 2024 event at the Sendai Pit. Notable matches from the show saw Suzu Suzuki and Mei Sierra knock off Utami Hayashishita and Saya Kamitani to win the Goddesses of Stardom tag team title. The finish came when Suzuki pinned Hayashishita with a German suplex in 18 minutes and 53 seconds. Earlier, another title change took place when Mika, Mina Shirakawa, and Zena teamed to defeat Tsuyori Mirai and Ami Sorhei to win the Artist of Stardom Trios Championship after Zena pinned Mirai. Also, Sayoriano and Natsupoi survived a four-way tag team match by defeating the teams of Julia and Tam Nakano, Azumi and Miyu Amasaki, and Natsuko Tora and Momo Watanabe. During the show, it was announced that Anyo would next defend her Wonder of Stardom title, colloquially known as the White Belt, against Hanan on April 27th in Yokohama. And in news from outside the ring, Jerry the King Lawler recently underwent knee replacement surgery, according to a story reported yesterday by Mike Johnson of PW Insider. Lawler is reportedly recovering from the surgery. He had originally been scheduled to be in Philadelphia for WrestleMania weekend, but this may no longer be the case. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.